in the beginning on how it led up to this and what you saw. And
Okay, the first thing that happened, we took off, you know, up into the hills.
Uh-huh.
And we hiked the trail, Section 3 Lake Trail. And we went back in, let's say, about 6 miles, and then it started getting dark. And we sat down and had a cigarette. Well, first Tom, you know, my friend Tom jumped something. And he wasn't sure about where it was. It was pretty fast, and it went up the hill.
Uh-huh.
And it was a bunch of, you know, a shale of rocks, and this little patch of, you know, kind of like brush. And, you know, we sat there and just, you know, shrug it off, you know what I mean, don't you? Just kind of ignored it.
Yes.
And so we started, after we got done with the cigarette, we started walking back out. And it was the time we started walking out, it was just, you know, damn near dark. And so we got down, let's say, about a half mile to a mile. And we started hearing some, I heard some twigs, and me and Junior heard some twigs behind us breaking. And we told Tom about it, and Tom turned around and flashed it real quick, and there wasn't nothing there, so we kept on walking. You know, we kept hearing these, you know, noises behind us.
Yes.
And so we, you know, just kept on walking, and Tom was shining the flashlight back there every time we'd hear something. And so we finally made it to camp. And we got down to the camp, and I went down and started a fire. And so I got the fire started, and Tom got his Jeep seat out of the back, and he started, you know, he sat down. And then after that, I had the flashlight and the hatchet in my hand, and I went, you know, already chopped some wood off with this, you know, old rotten log.
Yes.
And I shined a light up over across the pond. When I shined across the pond, I seen these greenish yellow eyes. They're kind of like glowing. And I yelled for Tom, and Tom came over there, and he seen them too. And after that, we just, you know, kind of ignored it and went and sat back down. Then Tom got back up about 3 or 5 minutes later, and he shined a flashlight over there. And when he shined it, he seen a whole body.
Uh-huh.
And had the green yellow eyes. And
can you hold for a minute, Earl?
Okay.
Thanks for holding, Earl.
Okay.
Go ahead.
And when, you know, Tom shined a light over, he, you know, he seen it.
Uh-huh.
And he yelled for me, and when he yelled for me, Junior got up too, and ran over too, and we, you know, both ran around the other side of the fire to look and see what this was, and we seen it. And when we seen it, it was tall, and it was about 8, maybe 8, 9, or 10 foot tall. I'm not, you know, trying to dream this up or anything,
yes,
but it was. And it was just big. It had shoulders. I mean, it just was, what do you want to say, bigger than hell. And it was kind of furry, like, you know, there was hair on it, but it had, looked like features like a human.
Uh-huh.
And that. So we, Tom got his gun. He got the 300, and we had a 700. He fired the 300 six times in the air to see if he could scare it off. And then he fired the 700 off. He fired that once, because that's the loudest gun we had. And it didn't even work to scare it off. And every time we shined a flashlight at it, it was shy of light. And so we, you know, the next thing after that, Tom said, let's get the sleeping bags and let's get out of here. So we got the sleeping bags. And just then, after Junior came back out of the tent with the sleeping bags, I mean, an awful scream. Like, it was just, you know, like a, I don't know, something like a bobcat or something screaming.
Yes.
And, I don't know, just after that, we just got paranoid and just took off. And we were too scared and left the tent and everything out there. And, but we seen it, you know, the thing. And it was big. Me and the other two guys have seen it too.
Okay, now is how far away would you say that creature was from you?
Okay, I think approximately about 100 yards, but it could be farther, it could be less.
Uh-huh.
I'm not really too sure. You know, I'm not good on my distance that good.
Did it respond at all to your flashlight beam?
It was shy to it. It turned away from it.
I see.
Yeah.
The beam? Did the beam actually hit it?
Yeah, the beam was right on it.
Uh-huh.
The flashlight beam was.
Okay.
Yeah, because the little flashlight I had, it's pretty powerful.
Uh-huh.
And matter of fact, Tom still got it in his Jeep. And that, I mean, there was enough there. It was enough there to scare a person.
And you haven't been back there since?
No. Well, we went back up the next day for hunting.
I see.
And we looked around because the sheriff said he found little kids' footprints, little girls or boys. And we never seen those up there when we were up there hunting. Because I walked all around that pond and saw Junior and Tom.
Uh-huh.
We never seen a thing up there. You know, a footprint.
Right. How was the weather then?
The weather was, during the day it was nice. And during the night, I think it started to get cloudy.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, I think. No, yeah, a little clouds, a bunch of couple clouds, you know, went over. But it was still nice out the next day. But it was, you know, cloudy still.
Okay, now during those hours of darkness, did you people see anything in the sky?
No, we didn't.
Uh-huh. Okay. About how long would you say you had that creature under observation?
I'm not sure. Maybe about 15 minutes, a little bit more.
That's okay. Do you have any idea when you spotted it?
About what time?
Yes.
I'm not sure. It was after, a little after dark. Maybe about, could have been between 8:39, somewhere around there, or
okay.
8. I'm not really sure, because Tom's the one that had the watch and everything.
I see.
Yeah, because, you know, I don't carry watches. I broke mine.
Okay. What is Tom's phone number?
I knew it, but the problem was, you know, got ready to go hunting. I couldn't get a hold of him. He got disconnected. Well, it's not disconnected. He got a new phone number.
Oh, I see.
And I just can't get a hold of him. He was supposed to be in here. I told him to be up there. And, you know, Junior.
Yeah.
You know, my mom told you that you guys called earlier.
Right. Do you happen to have his address?
All I know, it's on R Street.
R Street.
Yeah.
Okay. What about the name of the third party?
I think his name is Jerry, but I called him Junior.
Jerry.
Yeah, I think but he's from LaPush.
Oh, I see. How's that last name spelled, do you know?
I'm not sure, really.
Okay. Have you had quite a few calls on this?
I've had radio stations call me.
I see. Has there been any private organizations get a hold of you yet?
Not as far as I know, because we've been gone today. I went out and got some parts for my four-wheel drive today.
Now, are you going to go back to that area and get your tent?
Well, I got the tent. The ranger got it, and the sheriff did for me.
Oh, I see.
But we're planning on going back up there tomorrow.
Did they look the area over pretty good?
Yeah, they looked it over.
And all they could find was those small footprints?
Yeah, they found those small footprints. Plus, you know, our plate, we had a plate full of food up there, and it was already eaten up. And the ranger found our, you know, pop cans and that, where we just, you know, just left them away and took off.
Could you give me, as close as you can, the precise location?
Of where it was at?
Yes.
Okay, you want me to tell you how to get in there then?
Yes.
Okay, do you know where White's Pass is?
Yes.
Okay, do you know where the Titan is? It's called, okay. You might know where Clear Lake is then.
Clear Lake?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Okay, just when you go to Clear Lake, okay, when you turn off White's Pass Highway, there'd be a sign that's saying Titan. And you turn there and go back in. Stay on the blacktop road. Don't, you know, go off it. And keep driving and driving, and then you'll come to a bridge and have to, you know, you'll have to turn.
Yes.
And follow that around, because if you don't, you know, the road straight ahead is all gravel.
But I see.
The road that we were on is all blacktop. Okay. Now you follow that and go up in there. Let's say, I don't know how many miles it is, maybe about 10, around there. Now you follow that and you see a sign off the road that says Pine Grass Bridge.
Uh-huh.
Okay, you follow that road up there and you keep following, and the road to turn off to the left, halfway up. And don't take that road. And keep going. I think it's the third road. No, the fourth road up there. It's the third road up to the right. You turn in.
Okay.
And you just keep bearing to your right. There's another road. Well, it says Section 3 Lake. Just, you know, watch for the sign.
Oh, I see. That's where you were at.
Yeah. Okay, when you get up there on top, you see where we had our fire. And we had, you know, you can probably see where the stakes were pulled up out of the ground from the tent. And where we had the Jeep parts, the picnic table. Okay, just where there's our fire is, we got, you know, rock pit. And right in front, there's a log there. And you look, you can look out, and there's a pond there, and there's two trails leading up into Section 3 Lake.
Uh-huh.
Up there. Okay, it's the second trail over, the shortcut one out. And it's in a grassy area, like.
Oh, I see.
Behind it, there's a little bit of...